Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NFL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NFL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NFL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NFL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Thank you all so much to everybody listening all over North America on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. All my people tuned in on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. People listening on SiriusXM channel 158 and all of my friends tuning in on a smart speaker. I'm glad that you're here. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined right now by our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, and we got two more hours to go. I want to give a big shout out to Darren DeRoche. He just tweeted me. You can tweet me too. It's at JR Sport Brief. Same thing on Facebook and Instagram. Darren says, "You know, it's been a long day of work when I was listening to you on my way to work this morning and again as I was on my way home tonight." Well, damn, Darren, get all your money. Get all of it. I hope you also get some rest. Shout outs to everybody out there on the way to work, on the way home, at work right now. Hey, I'm here hanging out with you. Let's just try to have a good time. Something not necessarily a good time. We talked about Deshaun Watson. Okay, the Browns are going to start him on Friday, preseason against the Jags. We still have no idea when his suspension is going to come down or what his real suspension will be after the appeal is heard. Kevin Durant is still in the news. It's been reported that he now favors the Boston Celtics or the Philadelphia 76ers. Tua Tagovailoa, we just heard from Tua last break. Tua's like, hey, Dolphins trying to get Tom Brady before I got here. Doesn't got a damn thing to do with me. Nothing. Not at all. Even though they tried to attract him as a partner slash owner earlier in the year. And even though they also tried to bring in Sean Payton as a head coach. Tua, just throw the football to Waddle, throw the ball to Hill, and just relax. I think the things will work out that way. And in a few minutes, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. Tonight, and this is inspired by one of the greatest athletes ever. We're going to take a look at some of the best athletes ever to compete solo. Nope, not team sports, not something where you can sit down on the bench or pass the ball, just sports where you have to go out there and compete by yourself. This list was inspired by Serena Williams. We'll get there momentarily. We do have a caller on the line who has been waiting patiently. Let's talk to Paul. He's here from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening, JR, bud. I don't have social media out in my tent in Westfield, no internet. So I got a little picture on my phone of you. I didn't realize you were ethnic, and you have, like, the most perfect teeth. You're, like, a really handsome, almost Denzel type. How old are you? You look a lot younger than I thought.
Well, let me ask you this question. How old do I look?
Well, that's hard to tell. I'm ethnic like you. I have oily skin. I'm Arab, so I look a lot younger, and the picture's small on my smartphone. You look like you're in the mid-20s, but you sound like wisdom, like you're in your 50s.
Oh, well, let's stick to that. I'm not in my 20s, and I sure as hell am not in my 50s. So let's just call it somewhere in between, okay?
Excellent. Hey, Jared,
you're not going to ask me out on a date next, are you?
No. I definitely, literally, and only like women. I was just, you know how you hear people on the radio and you wonder what they look like? I was just so surprised, man. Your teeth are perfect. That's amazing.
Well, thank
Those
you.
Are all
yes.
real, obviously, huh?
Yes, I'm for everyone who's not familiar, I'm black, I have an afro, and according to Paul, I have perfect teeth. Thank you, Paul.
And a sport model look. You look like Kevin Hart's better-looking brother. And speaking of brothers, you get to know people talking, and you get to get a feel for their personality. You always bring to the table what I call the middle path of moderate wisdom, and you don't let emotions or irrational thought get in the way. And I'd like to add to what you said earlier about tampering. They use the word tampering because you want to keep an even playing field. You don't want to create a disadvantage or disproportionate access, and I understand that. However, like JR said, in the real world, everybody talks to everyone, and there's a term called vetting, which in the radio business, you're supposed to meet people in an unofficial capacity in a social environment to see what their real personality is like. You do a posture and temperament analysis. So I would prefer to use the word vetting other than tampering. And this is what people seem to keep forgetting. When you're spending potentially millions and you're looking to invest in a team, and a team is made up of individuals, and you know, one bad egg can spoil the bunch, et cetera, you have to understand the human dynamic, and to not investigate it and look into it is negligent and irresponsible to the team, you know. And this is a normal practice. It's been going on for years. And like the other caller said, you may have a bad cop or a bad agent or a bad sports management, but that's an individual. It undermines the overall good ones, and the overall good ones look at it downly because it gives them all a bad name. So I don't like to say it's corrupt. I think it's a human system with human factors.
It's normal. I mean, it's normal. Yeah, tampering is a bad word. People don't want to hear, oh, tampering. Oh, he got fined $1.5 million for tampering. Oh, they went behind somebody's back. Well, yeah, they do. People do it all the time. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with the word vetting, because these folks know each other already. I mean, there's not, in the case of Tom Brady, there ain't too much vetting that needs to take place. It's like, hey, if we want to win something, we want to do it quick, it'd be beneficial to have that guy in the fold. And that's what the Dolphins did. They did it a little too brazenly, and now, unfortunately, they have to go ahead and pay for it. And thank you so much, Paul, for calling up from Boston. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We will flip gears. Why? Because every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. And tonight, I'm going to bring you a list of some of the top solo sports stars that we have ever seen. I think you'll understand why. I also think in a few minutes you'll understand the inspiration for this list. And so as to not waste time, let's just play the fancy music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, I've been doing a top six list since I got here on CBS Sports Radio in 2020. I've been doing top six lists since I started running my yap on YouTube in more than 10 years, 2009. And so today, tonight, every Wednesday, every Thursday morning, it's time for a new top six list. And it's going to be about solo sports stars tonight. And let's start off with this sport. You can play it doubles, but most people, they watch it as singles. We're talking about tennis. And so let's start off with this number. What is it?
Number six.
One of the top solo sports athletes of all time. Novak Djokovic. I mean, this sucks to say. There's so many years that we've watched Nadal and Federer, Agassi, Sampras. But Novak Djokovic, I guess quietly is the word, maybe. He's almost getting ready to jump over all of them. He's 35 years old. His accomplishments, especially starting later than Nadal, and also Federer. It's great. Novak has been active since 2008. Nadal starting in 05, Federer in 03, and Novak Djokovic just won his 21st Grand Slam. He just won Wimbledon. It was his 7th Wimbledon championship. And now if you have to look at all time, Novak, 21 slams, Nadal, 22, Federer, 20, and those guys seemingly are always hurt and slowing down. Novak also spending 373 weeks at the top of the ATP rankings. That's the longest all-time, longer than Federer at 310. And Novak, come on. The only thing that could stop him from winning more slams is the fact that he doesn't want to be vaccinated. Even Daniel Medvedev, he beat Novak at the 2021 U.S. Open Men's Final. But Medvedev knows that Novak, oh, he's a tough you-know-what. Listen.
First of all, I think it's the first time I'm so nervous saying my speech. I mean, first of all, I want to say sorry for you fans and Novak, because, I mean, we all know what he was going for today. And I just want to say that, I mean, anyway, what, as you said, what you accomplished this year and throughout your career, I never said this to anybody, but I'll say it right now. For me, you are the greatest tennis player in the history.
Listen, he was trying to win everything. The Australian Open, the French Open, Wimbledon. He didn't get the job done at the U.S. Open. This year, we won't see him there. Novak, yeah, he seems like a pain in the ass, but he is building his case as the most successful men's tennis player of all time. It's tough to say, but he's on his way. Let's keep this moving. What number are we up to?
Number 5.
Top solo sports stars. This person inspired the list. We talked about her last night, and unfortunately in Toronto, Canada, she lost tonight. So we might see her in Cincinnati, and then we will probably see her for the final time at the U.S. Open in a few weeks. It's Serena Williams, the most dominant tennis player on the female side, on the women's side, ever. One of the greatest athletes ever. When it comes down to solo sports, she can go out there and play doubles with her sister, but when they played, she beat her. Serena Williams getting ready to turn 41 years old next month. 23 Grand Slams, one behind Margaret Court tying her, and I don't think anybody would be shocked if she went out with a bang, if she went out with a championship. She's won titles and slams. She's had success in business. She's inspired a new generation of tennis players. Naomi Osaka, Sloane Stephens. I can go on. I mean, what about Coco Gauff? Still a teenager, still growing. Someone who is just right there at the precipice of breaking through. Coco Gauff, she talked about Serena. And let's face it, Serena was kicking ass before Coco was born.
I grew up watching her. That's the reason why I played tennis. And, you know, tennis being predominantly white sport, it definitely helped a lot because I saw somebody look like me dominating the game, and it made me believe that I could dominate too. And then my dad, I think, for her whole story, the Williams sister story, not just Serena, with Mr. Williams and all that he's done for both of them, inspired my dad to continue to coach me and help me, even though he had not really much tennis experience. But he was like, if Mr. Williams can do it, then I can. And I think it's not so much just what Serena and Venus has left, it's also the whole Williams family in general. I don't think I want to replicate anybody's career. I mean, if it would be cool to get 23 Grand Slams, like, I'll take it. But also at the same time, I'm my own player. And ever since, even when, as a young player, like even when I was 8 years old, people were calling me the next Serena, and I never liked that because A, I feel like for her to be compared to someone who's done nothing is almost a little bit of a disrespect for her. I wanted to be like her. I wanted to emulate my game, but I never wanted to be her because there'll never be another Serena.
Beautiful description. I talk that to people all the time. Oh, so-and-so is the next this, or JR is the next this, or you're filling the shoes. It's like, no. It's like, I'm just doing me. And that's a beautiful thing for someone who just turned 18 years old. Coco Gauff is 18 years old. She was born in 2004. Serena Williams turned pro in 1995. It must be a beautiful thing to look up to someone and know your whole life and just see that example right in front of you. Serena Williams inspired this list, and she is one of the best solo sport athletes ever. Serena was at number 5. Let's move on to 4.
Number 4.
Oh, this is so much fun. This is so much fun. I've met Serena briefly. I've never met Novak Djokovic. Don't think I ever will. But I've actually sat down with this man multiple times. This man at number 4, I've had conversations with him about his greatness. He's a global icon. He's a global celebrity. He comes from what you might consider to be a small island, which always has a major effect in both sports and culturally all around the world. At number 4, one of the best solo athletes, one of the best solo performers, his name is Usain Bolt. Straight out of Jamaica, 8-time Olympic gold medalist, bursting onto the scene in Beijing in 2008, doing it again in London in 2012, putting the final touches on things, even as he's like, man, I'm getting too old for this, I don't like practice, finishing them off in Rio in 2016. World records, 100 meters, 200 meters, the meter relay. Usain Bolt is a bad man. He's going to be famous the rest of his life. Ironically, how the hell is this even possible? His last name is Bolt. It's just certain things are just bound to happen. The guy is tall, he's long, he's built power at the bottom, slow start, finish you off. I asked Usain Bolt, what the hell is going on in Jamaica that you all produce some of the world's best track and field athletes? Why the hell are people out of Jamaica so damn fast? And he gave me 2 reasons. One of them was rather interesting. Take a listen. I asked him this a few years ago.
I think maybe the food. I think maybe the food.
There we go.
Because we eat a lot of ground food, like yam, potatoes, and stuff like that. So we get it originally from the ground. And people always say, I don't know how true this is, that from slavery back in the day. Okay. So we come from African stuff, so it's different.
I should be fast too, right?
You should be.
No, well, I still am fast, but I don't have a reason to run right now. I'm not going to test it. I don't know. Maybe I might have to tap into prior generations and just see if running from people would help me out. Thank you, Usain. He also said that you think about Jamaica, he says track and field is the primary sport. People aren't necessarily running to play basketball or baseball, etc. Man, they're just running. Usain Bolt, number 4. Top solo performers of all time. Let's move on to this number.
Number 3.
We've talked about him recently. This is also a prodigy. This is similar to the Williams family, Venus and Serena. This man was taught by his dad. And man, he's the most famous golfer of all time. His name is Tiger Woods. 15 majors won. Only Jack Nicklaus is in front of him at 18. Tiger, throughout all of his injuries and personal issues and surgeries and accidents here at the age of 46, we know that Tiger is great. He was on PBS in 2016. He talked to Charlie Rose about who he believes the greatest golfer ever is.
How do we measure the best to ever play golf? Is it Jack simply because he has 18 majors?
That's a great question. It is so hard because we've never
we never got a chance to play against one another, except for that one time where we played with each other in 2000. But when you cross generations, you know, it's very difficult to see who's better than the other in all sports. But I just think that for me, I would take my skills like up against Jack any day, and I'm sure he'd feel the same way.
Do you believe you'll get 18 majors?
To be honest with you, no.
You don't?
No.
You've accepted that?
I've accepted I'm going to get more.
You're 40.
Yes.
Jack won the Masters when he was 46.
46, correct.
Tom almost won the British Open when he was 59.
I know. He had it on his club, yeah.
Yeah. But you got to get started soon.
Whether soon or not, I need to get started and be ready to go.
Yeah, well, a lot has happened over the last 6 years. Good luck to Tiger Woods. Let's move on to the next number.
Number 2.
Oh, solo athletes. This man is the most decorated Olympian of all time. 28 medals. I mean, he got a long-ass neck, so maybe he could fit them all on his neck. 23 of those medals are gold. You can throw this guy in the water, and he's just Aquaman out of Baltimore. His name is Michael Phelps. I don't care if we're going from Athens to Beijing. We can go to London. We can go to Rio. This man is abusive. Michael Phelps was asked on NBC in 2016 if he's the greatest Olympian of all time. And just listen to his response.
I think of myself as the greatest person that I can be. That's it. I'm not going to go out of my, you know, out on a limb and say I'm the greatest this or that. I was a kid with a dream. That's it. And you know, the people before me set the bar so high, and I was a little kid that wasn't afraid to dream as big as I could. And that's really it. I, you know, like you said, like we were talking before, I was dedicated. I was hardworking, and that put me in the shoes where I am now.
Yep. Sounds like somebody living in his mom's basement. Not somebody who has 28 Olympic medals, 23 of them gold. This man was 15 years old at the Sydney Olympics. It's ridiculous. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the greatest and number one solo sports star of all time. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. To the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, bringing you a new top six list. There's always an emphasis here on the big four leagues, and we look at team sports, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, and then we don't necessarily always look at individual sports. It's always team sports. And so with Serena Williams kind of winding things down, I wanted to give you a top six list that looks at some of the best individual performers that we've seen in the world of sports. And in a few seconds, in a few moments, I'm about to give you number one. But before I do that, let me give you a quick recap if you didn't hear the names last break without giving you deep explanations. If you missed it, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you Novak Djokovic. At number five, I told you Serena Williams inspired this list. At number four, I gave you Usain Bolt. He said, hey, out of Jamaica, why are we fast? Food. And then also maybe because we're used to running due to slavery. That was An interesting answer. Thank you, Usain. At number three, I gave you Tiger Woods. At number two, top individual athlete sport guy, it's Michael Phelps. Man, with the five damn Olympics, starting off in Sydney, and just started whooping everybody's ass by the time he got to Athens. 28 medals. 28 of them. 23 golds. Yeah, just some swimming guy from Baltimore. Pretty amazing accomplishments. And so if I had Michael Phelps at number two, you want to think about top athletes and their accomplishments. That leaves us here with this.
Number one.
At number one, if I have to think about an athlete who couldn't sit down on the bench, who couldn't pass the rock, who didn't have a teammate, who went solo all the way, and didn't just become an excellent athlete, but became just an iconic human being all over the world, still beloved to this day. At number one, top solo athlete, I would say, of all time, is not just a top solo star, he's the greatest. His name is Muhammad Ali. I can go on and on about his accomplishments as a boxer. Muhammad Ali, also someone who was a gold medalist. This man was a four-time heavyweight champ. He was stripped of his prime years because he did not want to go to war. Was stripped. He came back. Ultimately won a championship. And he had no issue with letting everybody know how great he is. I mean, let's think about right before he took on George Foreman in 1974, right before this man decided to go ahead and fight this dude in the jungle. He was in New York City. He was at the Waldorf Astoria. He was at a hotel. And Muhammad Ali was never, ever shy in letting everybody know how great he was.
I'm experienced now, professional. Jaw's been broke, been lost, knocked down a couple of times. Bad. Been chopping trees. I done something new for this fight. I done wrestled with an alligator. That's right. I have wrestled with an alligator. I done tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail. That's bad. Only last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalize a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick.
Bad dude.
Bad. Fast. Last night, I cut the light off in my bedroom, hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
Incredible.
Fast.
Incredible.
And you, George Foreman, all of you chumps are gonna bow when I whoop him. All of you. I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
And he sure did. He knocked out George Foreman, Rumble in the Jungle, became heavyweight champion for the second time. And Muhammad Ali, I'd say he is the number one athlete who had to go out there and compete solo. And not just because of what he did in the ring, just because of his cultural impact, not just here in North America, not just here in the United States of America, not just in the Americas, but globally. One of the most important figures that I think the world has seen. Muhammad Ali, I have him number one if we want to talk about individual sports. There are so many athletes from the world of boxing, combat sports, MMA, etc., tennis. We can go to golf. We can go on. Race car. I mean, there are a lot of sports where you have one individual out there, can't take a break, can't sit on the bench, can't ask for help. You got to go out there and do it or lose. Tons. Can't fit them all into six. I got Muhammad Ali at one. Who are some of the other top solo performers in sports that you have ever seen? The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do think you're one of the best people in radio right now, hands down. I've heard everybody. You got the gift, and I appreciate, you know, your intelligence and your honesty.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I just brought you a new top six list. It was inspired by Serena Williams, who pretty much announced that she is coming to a close when it comes down to her tennis career, getting ready to be heavily involved in her personal life, maybe even having another child, and obviously business. And she's 41. She got plenty of time to move on and do other things with her life. And so just to give you a quick recap before we went to break, top six list was about individual performers, some of the top solo stars that the sports world has seen. And I wanted to give you some variety when it came down to the particular sport. So at number six, Novak Djokovic. At number five, Serena Williams. At number four, Usain Bolt. At number three, Tiger Woods. At number two, the most decorated Olympian that we have seen, Michael Phelps. And at number one, not just because of his impact in the boxing ring. I said he won four world titles. He actually won three. Holyfield won four. And number one, it's Muhammad Ali. His impact just globally, I think without parallel, really. Can't fit amazing individual athletes into six spots. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Richard. He's calling up from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Who is one of the greatest solo athletes the world has ever seen? Hey, Richard, you're live. Well, damn it, Richard ain't live. Not anymore. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm going with George Foreman. He was also a gold medalist back in 1968. Ali came back after a 3.5-year layoff. Foreman came back after a 10-year layoff at the advanced age of 37. Ali was 61 wins, 5 losses. Foreman was 81 wins and 5 losses. Foreman lasted a lot longer. For Ali did not give Foreman a rematch. He should have given him because George was the champion at the time. Ali was gutless at the time. And Foreman was fantastic. He never got knocked down once when he came back after a 10-year layoff. Ali was knocked down 3 times. Ali was finished at 38 and 39 against Holmes and Burbick. Foreman was not finished until he was 48 against Shannon Briggs, and that was a travesty, that decision. So I'm going with Foreman. Foreman is known the world round.
Alan, I think it's a matter of preference. Obviously, you care for George Foreman more than Muhammad Ali. That's clear. But you cannot really tell me that George Foreman had more of an impact on planet Earth, unless it's about selling grills, than Muhammad Ali.
Well, I'm talking strictly an athlete. I'm not talking about globally. You're talking about globally. I'm talking about strictly an athlete.
I did, absolutely. And in that case, you certainly have a right. And George Foreman, well, both of these guys, well, certainly Muhammad Ali, he stuck around longer than he should have. He also... I wouldn't call his time away from the ring voluntary. In the case of George Foreman, he decided to swing on back and come back. And, yes, he did come back and become the oldest, and I'll venture to say the oldest, and let me not insult the man. Yes, he was the oldest heavyweight champion when he came back. And so, yes, you are within merit there. But when it comes to putting Muhammad Ali on the number one spot, I think I explained it very clearly. It's because of his global impact, period, just as an individual. And a lot of it does have to do with boxing. That's why people know him.
And Foreman was about 30 to 40 pounds overweight after his return in 37. You know,
yeah,
to fight that overweight and still be that dominant, you know.
Yeah, we know about his weight. Nobody has to do anything but really take a look at the photos. No big surprise that he was out there selling grills. What a shock, right? 855-212-4CBS. Bob is calling from Kentucky. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how you doing this evening?
I am excellent.
When I think of an individual, I've got to go with Edwin Moses. Man won 122 straight races, did not lose a race for 9 years, 9 months, and 9 days.
A hurdler, right out of Morehouse. He went to Morehouse right down the road from me, too.
So, I mean, a great scholar, great man for the community, great individual athlete. I'm going Edwin Moses somewhere on your list.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob, for calling from Kentucky. James is calling from L.A. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, my man. Great list as always. There's been no one, and I mean no one, because I'm an 80s kid. I was born in 69, so I'm an 80s kid. There's been no one to strike a Darth Vader-like fear than Iron Mike Tyson. For about five years, people didn't even want to do it. Michael Spinks
That's right.
was undefeated. And he said, I didn't want to lose my life against this guy. I mean, the only thing I can think of close was Tarkanian's UNLV team with Larry Johnson, where people just gave up. I mean, before he threw his – I mean, they went in throwing that first punch. If they missed or it didn't connect, it was over with. You know, Buster Douglas finally figured it out. If I can go past 3 rounds with this guy, you know, with the death of his mother and everything, he's motivated. So he kind of got that up. And then Holyfield – you know, capped off of that. But before that, for about 5 years, before his trainer died and the other guy died.
It would have been – see, here's the thing with Mike Tyson. What made him absolutely great, what made him absolutely dominant in that period is the same thing that brought him down. And it was his background. And it's so crazy when you think about why he was such a killer and scary in that ring. All of those reasons, all of those pent-up emotions in his background and life, everything that made him a great boxer was also the detriment of him personally. And it was a matter of time before, you know, everything just ate him up.
But can you imagine if Cus D'Amato didn't die, if he was able to really train him, continue to train him the way he went, what he could have been? He could have been the greatest, I think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like the Tootsie Pop commercial, man. The world will never know.
Right on, brother.
we can imagine, but we don't know. Hey, thank you, James.
Yeah,
appreciate you.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Bill. Bill is calling from Michigan. Bill, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who's that great individual athlete? Go ahead.
Oh, we got a count the skater boy from California, Tony Hawk.
Well, we know about him. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Everything he's done for, like, the video game world and him building skate parks all around the world. And, literally everything he's doing for, like, community. He's bringing everyone together. Like, and that's like a weird thing in that sport, but now it's getting like more popular. So it sucks that he's old, and it's like it's over with. But
well, I mean, people get well. Damn, Bill, are you old, Bill?
No, I'm just saying I like him, and I used to love watching him skate when he was younger.
Well, listen, Bill. One day, hopefully, God willing, you'll be old too, and people will make fun of you. Okay.
No, I'm not making fun of him. I'm just like I wish he was in his prime now. When skateboarding's at his peak.
Do you keep up with any of the current and active skateboarders?
Yeah, I try to.
Oh, it doesn't sound like it.
No, I do.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. You're 100% correct about Tony Hawk, and thank you for calling from Michigan. The last time I saw Tony Hawk, and I could be wrong here, it was about a year ago. And Tony Hawk had an accident. Why? Because his ass is still out there skating. And good for him. If you can still go do it, why not? I think Father Time catches up to everybody. I don't care what capacity it is. But yeah, Tony Hawk, a legendary skater. If you think skateboarding, Tony Hawk is pretty much the first guy to come to mind. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. And skate culture, man, I've had an opportunity to hang around the Dew Tour and meet some of these guys, folks like the Otis Beasley and Rodriguez. They're just cool as hell. And so is Tony Hawk. It goes without saying. Piece of cake. Mike, calling from Michigan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I got a great one for you. And it comes to boxing. Long before there was Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, I would have to go with Detroit's Joe Louis.
Oh, yeah.
He fought in an era, like in the 30s. And who did he have to fight against? Germany's Max Schmeling.
Yep.
During the Nazi ran on Germany era.
Yep. No, I hear you. And he lost and he came back and beat him. That was a major deal. And thank you, Mike, for calling from Michigan. Yeah, I was actually in Detroit last week, as many of you know. And Joe Louis, Detroit legend. And yes, you are damn right. He came before Muhammad Ali. He came before Mike Tyson. He's one of the first major black celebrities here in North America. The other element is, when you think about Joe Louis's career, it's not just Max Schmeling. He was pretty much built to be a champion. He was pretty much built to be a champion that white America would go ahead and embrace. They wanted him to be a gentleman. They wanted to put him out there and make money. And that is quite the opposite of what we saw with Muhammad Ali, who was unabashed and just speaking his mind. A little bit different of a world as we started to run into the late 60s and then obviously the 70s. But no doubt about it, Joe Louis is one of the greatest individual athletes that we have ever seen participate in any sport. We've got a lot of boxers. We just got Tony Hawk. We got a hurdler. Who are some other great athletes who went out there solo and did it by themselves? I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play.
No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NFL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NFL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.